Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Podcast Show's Angel. That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Tuesday. Yes, happy Tuesday, guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. Hope you guys enjoy y'all. You know, y'all Tuesday. I know kids got out of school. Kids probably have school today. With them, like, girl school, or people on their way going to school, but yes, happy Tuesday. Also, you got people going to work, get off work, or have work today, but yes, happy Tuesday, guys. We got enjoy, guys. Tuesday, but also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to everyone, birthday today. Enjoy, you guys' birthday. Enjoy, you guys' birthday. But today we're going to talk about the Barnes Brunch, and also we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs, so let's get into it. It's a TV show called the Barnes Brunch. It was Matt Barnes and his fiance have a blended family and stuff like that. Also, we get a glimpse of his family, what he go through day to day, also his fiance day to day as well. It's a good TV show. It came out April 19th. It's also, you can check it out on WeTV, so go check it out. It's a good, like a good TV show. You get a little glimpse of Matt Barnes and his family life, you know, a blended family. Also, I got one kid by each other. So, how they balance, you know, work, how they balance the kids, how they balance everything. And you get a glimpse of his life, you know, of his life and went through, like, they up, they down in a relationship as well. We see a lot of stuff what they go through, like, day to day, like, everyone go to, like, how it's like another, like, you seeing a glimpse of a blended family. You know, they only got one kid, you know, they came in a relationship, you know, Matt Barnes had two twin boys, so he got two boys. Before they got together, then his fiance got three kids from a previously marriage. I think she was married. I'm not sure. I know Matt Brown was married. And then they had a kid together. You know, a little boy together. So they a blended family. So you see how a blended family come together and go through their ups and downs. You know, every family got their ups and downs, stuff like that. And also how they get, how they're, what it's called, how to get through it, you know, get through the ups and downs, also have fun as well. So we see a glimpse of his life, you know, a glimpse of him and his family. So make sure y'all go check it out. It's on WeTV. You can check it out on WeTV, so go check it out. Now let's move on to the NBA playoff. Of course, no, yeah, game two of the playoff. It was some good gameplay. Did get injured. My prayers go out to Jalen. Jalen, I think Jalen something. My prayers go out to him. He got injured. He played for the Orlando Magic. He was, he got injured. So I think he out for the season. I'm not sure. But Orlando, like, Orlando had, of course, lost. Orlando had 82 to Cavs 96. That was a close game. But the Cavs just won. The Cavs up 2-0. Everybody saying it's over for the Orlando. Of course, everyone saying it's over for Orlando will get eliminated. But, you know, this is their first time in the playoffs since some decade. Since, I think Shaq was on the team. So, a bit odd. Excuse me. Or, Dwight Howard. But... yeah, Orlando, of course. No, as a young team, they is a young team. Also, they do got veterans on the team, but, like, third line, and this is their first time as a group making it to the playoffs since I don't know how long. But Cavs, of course, won game two. They could defend it home court. Now they got go to Orlando and get us. Can they sweep the Orlando or will the Orlando win game? So we'll see about that. Now game 76 versus the Knicks. It was a close game. It was a close game. Good game. But damn, it was a good game. 76 versus the Knicks. Of course, the Knicks 104, 2-7-6-101. Knicks, defend the home court. Now they got a win on 76ers. Can the Knicks sweep the 76ers? Or will the 76ers, get a game? So we don't see about that. Then we got to about the Lakers and the Nugget game. I seen this game. It was, man, the Lakers blew like 20-some lead. It was crazy. How do you blow a 20 lead? Like, they was up in the first quarter, second quarter. Third, that's when the Nuggets, made a push. Fourth quarter, that's when the Nuggets coming back slowly. It was a good game. Man, but the Lakers lost. Lakers hit 99, so Nuggets 101. Jamal Murray hit that game one shot with AD. Everybody thought it was going over to you. I thought it was the same thing. I'm like, and I was excited when Murray shot that game winner because, he was struggling. He was struggling from the field and stuff like that. But that's how you overcome it, adversity, how you adapt and stuff like that. But it was crazy. Nuggets are 2-0. Also, Nugget 1, Lakers have not beat the Nuggets at all. I think 0 through Nugget beat like a 10 time out of 100, so Nugget never won. I would say 10 out of 1 if you count the bubble series, but I don't know, I think they don't count that. So I feel like Nuggets is 10-0 against the Lakers, like beating the Lakers. Then like, he went up beating the Lakers back to back. But this was a good game. Like, I enjoyed it. Like, this came out the nail biter. And no matter what, it was on go. Like, who gonna win? Who's gonna win the game? But the crazy thing is, Lakers was up like 20. And they were just like, okay, cool. And the third quarter, boom. They were chopping off the lead, Yoga making them crazy moves and stuff like that. Also, it was crazy. It was very, very crazy. It was a 10th game. It was a 10-0 game. Fourth quarter, it was down to the wire. LeBron missed the three to, win the game. But he missed it. Open shot, he missed it. Then Denver had enough time to, set third play up. Murray shot the game, won a shot, and the game was over with. Now, can the Denver sweep the Lakers again for the second time in a row? Or will the Lakers win the game at home? But it's going to be tough. I know, man, it's going to be tough. Like, it's going to be tough. But I really, really enjoy seeing these teams fighting it out, duking it out, and stuff like that. And you can see, like, the team was duking it out. It was crazy. But of course, tonight, game two, got the Suns versus Timberwolves, 6:30 p.m. tonight. They got Indiana versus the Bucks, 7:30 p.m. tonight. They got Dallas versus the Clippers, 9 p.m. tonight. Yeah, they only got three games. Then the last two tomorrow, and stuff like that. But Man, these guys will be tight. We're going to see, can these teams, tie the series up? Will the team go 2-0? You never know. But it's tough. It's tough. Like, this playoff series is fun to watch. Also, enjoying, the playoff series because I never know who gonna win. Teams can be, like I said, teams can be up like 20 some point. Like the 76ers was up, and then the Knicks came back, and never never lost their calm or nothing. Niggas came back, won again, same thing with the Lakers. First Nuggets came back from a 20-some lead and beat the Lakers. You know, that's crazy. It was a good game. And like I said, I don't know. We'll see. But it's these games is good. Like, I really, really, really enjoy these games because I never know. Like, you never know as a fan. You never know who going to win because these games so close. Like, some games, you already know this team is going to blow them out. But, like, teams, like they put on a show. Like, the Knicks versus the Saints put on a show. Lakers versus the Nuggets put on a show. Cavs and Orlando. Everybody knew the Cavs going to win because Orlando, you know, young talent don't matter. But still, game two, I feel like Suns will come out and win, make the series 1-1. And the Indiana Pacers versus the Bucks, I'm not sure who going to win that game in game two. Dallas versus the Clip, I know the Dallas probably going to tie the series 1-1. But these games, like, count. And these game interests, like, get your popcorn ready because it's going to be a long, 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 long ride because these teams not going to give up at all. No team not getting up, giving up at all. Team want to fight, fight to, you know, move on to the next round or go up 2-3-0 or 2-0 or 1-1, just to tie the series up. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very tough. So get your popcorn ready because the NBA is fun to watch. Get your drink ready because it's fun to watch because it's crazy. Again, intense. Every single play, action, each play is balling out, giving it they all. So get ready. Enjoy this ride. And I can't wait. No, I can't wait. Some of these teams probably tie the series tonight, probably. Or the teams probably go up 2-0. Mom, that's the goal. Team trying to, you know, bounce back from their loss. But I also got some enough rest as well. But We're going to see. But like I said, can the Nuggets, you know, do a repeat, sweep the Lakers again? Can the Knicks sweep the 76ers again? Seven Sisters. And, you know, can the Cavs versus Orlando? Can the Cavs sweep Orlando? We're going to see. But tonight, we got the Sun versus tomorrow. I hope so. The Sun can tie the series 1-1. Indiana Pacers versus the Bucks. Host of the Bucks. Indiana, tied the series 1-1. Mavs Clippers. Oh, this series go to game 7 because this series can go game 7. I feel like I could believe it can go game 7 because these teams are good and already want to work. Outside of the bad, tied the series, I want to take these games, win these games on the road. You know, Dallas, after that, Dallas at home. Versus the Clippers, Indiana versus the Bucks at home. You got the Suns versus Timberwolves at home. Now you got the Lakers versus the Nuggets at home. You got the 76ers versus the Knicks at home. Then you got the Orlando versus the Cavs at home. But these teams got to steal a game tonight. Like, Suns versus Timberwolves, Suns got to steal a game on the road. Indiana got to steal a game on the road. Dallas got to steal a game on the road tonight, or you be down 2-0 right now. Like, never know, but I'm excited about it. So, yeah. So, let me know what you guys think about the TV show called The Barnes Brunch. How you feel like that, about that TV show with Matt Barnes, his family. How you guys feel about that? Also, how you guys feel about the NBA playoff. Like, how you guys enjoy it. Rating out of 9 out of 10, you know, 1 through 10, I said 10 out of 10 because it's fun to watch because you never know who's going to win these games and it can come down to the wire. You got to have that momentum. You see, Pele is getting tired, but can't stop. You got to keep on fighting, keep on pushing because, you know, your season on the line. You fight for your season, stay alive, and move on to the next round, so. Yeah, and also sweep the team that you play right now. Hope so you can sweep them, but you know it can be a challenge. You know, being a team because they know they they trying to fight, trying to keep on pushing, keep on grinding, stuff like that. But yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. Let out. Take another deep breath in. And let out. I'm God for self first. As you sing, salute to you guys, then y'all big one. God first, kid first, self first, out to see parents at that, then y'all big one. Salute to you guys. God first, self, it's sniff out of intellectual with no kids. Salute to you guys, then y'all big one. God for kid first, self first, sniff out of. Shout out to, you know, two parent households, then y'all big one. Salute to you guys. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel, of course, follow us on TikTok. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend about Shaitan Empire. Also, go check out Today People about Shaitan Empire. Also, make sure you guys go check out Season 1. Go check out Season 2. Go check out Season 3. We're still in Season 4 of Shaitan Empire. Season 4 almost coming to the end very, very soon. But go check it out. Like I said, go tell everybody that you know about Shaitan Empire. And today, people, we'll be back tomorrow about Motivational Wednesday. Hope you guys enjoy guys Tuesday. Also, I'm going to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So, happy birthday to my birthday today. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Enjoy it. Don't let nobody, you know, take your shine away. Don't let nobody take your joy away. But yes, happy birthday to you guys. Don't y'all big on, so enjoy you guys' birthday. But I always say this, shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the US. Love you guys so much. Thank you guys for tuning in. I always say this, nobody love it, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of you guys day. Peace and love.
You guys on the Shytown Empire show, come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Shytown Empire show. We love you guys. We gone.